The Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph has a machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim whether you have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah or it's sufficient to eat in the sukkah whenever you want. The Gemara explains that it's based on the concept of Teshvu Kein Tadur. Rabbi Eliezer understands Teshvu Kein Tadur is referring to a set amount of meals that they used to eat in those days. So they used to eat two big meals a day. So too, in the sukkah, you have to eat two big meals a day. Ends up eating 14 meals in the sukkah. And the Chachamim say, no, the idea of Teshu Kein Tadur is you should act in the sukkah the way you would act in your home, which means if you feel like eating, you eat. If you don't feel like eating, you don't eat. And that's how we apply it. And it's obviously the way we paskin, that you don't have to eat it, except the first night of sukkahs, we have a gzeirah shava, tezvav, tezvav, you have to eat in the sukkah. Now, based on this idea, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tshuva. It's actually his first tshuva in the entire Sefer, and it's in the combined with the Hashmatos that he adds in at the end of the Sefer, and the fancy new additions, they put it all within the first tshuva about if a woman is eating on Yantif and she forgets to say, Yala v'yavo, is she chayiv to repeat the benching? So if a man were to be eating and he forgot to say Yala V'yavo, the Gemara in Brachos gives us a rule. When do you have to repeat the benching? When do you not have to repeat the benching? If you were chayev to bench during that meal, if you were chayev to eat a meal, then you have to repeat the benching if you forgot Ritzei or Yala V'yavo during that meal. But if you weren't chayev to eat that meal, then you don't have to repeat the benching if you forgot to say Ritzei or Yala V'yavo during that meal. So on Shabbos, when we're chayev to eat three meals, it's definitely during the first two, if you forgot Ritzei, you have to repeat it. On Rosh Chodesh, when you're not chayev to eat a meal per se, so if you forget Yala V'yavo on the benching, you don't have to repeat it. That's what the Gemara in Brachos explains. Based on that, Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to say, it depends, are women chayiv in the mitzvah of oneg yantif? So ironically, Tosfos on our daf, on Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, denies the concept of oneg yantif. They deny whether that you're actually chayiv to wash and bench at a Yom Tov meal. It says you can eat other things. For Simchas Yantif, you could have meat, you could have wine, but you don't have to wash and bench. However, Tosfos in Brachos says that you have to wash and bench at every Yom Tov meal. Cholamoid, you still have Simchas Yantif, but you don't have to have Oneg Yantif. You don't have to wash and bench. So he says, the question is, are women chayiv in Oneg Yantif? And Rabbi Kiva Eger concludes that women may or may not be chayiv in Simchas Yantif. He quotes it as a machlokas Rambam Ravid, and really all the Rishonim jump in on that machlokas. He quotes it as a machlokas Rambam Ravid, but he says that would only apply to meat and wine, let's say. But in terms of bread, are they chayiv to eat a bread meal? That is based on Oneg Yantif, and he says Oneg Yantif is a mitzvah sasatious man grama, and therefore women are pater from Oneg Yantif. They don't have to wash and bench at a Yom Tov meal. Therefore, if she forgets Yala V'yavo, she does not have to repeat the benching. There's one exception. The one exception is the Leil HaSeder. If a woman forgets Yala V'yavo in benching at the Leil HaSeder, she has to repeat the benching. And this is based on Tosfos on our daf on Chav Zayin Amid Aleph, where it says that on the only time you're chayiv to eat a bread meal is the first night of Sukkot and the first night of Pesach. The first night of Sukkot, because it's a gzeirah shava with Pesach. What happens on Pesach? You're chayiv to eat a kezayis of matzah. And memela, you'd have to be chayiv to bench based on that mitzvah of achilas matzah. And then we carry it over to Sukkos, that you're chayev to eat in the sukkah, maybe a kezayis, maybe a kebetza, va'od, right? That's a debatable point in the Rishonim. But a woman is definitely chayev in the mitzvah of achilas matzah. We have a hekesh between the iser to eat chametz and the mitzvah to eat matzah. And since a woman is definitely chayev to eat matzah, memela, she's also chayev to bench on that matzah. And if she forgot Yala V'yavo in benching, then she would have to repeat it. Sukkah, she's not going to be chayev in the mitzvah of sukkah even on the first night, unless you say that the gzeirah shava tezvav is so strong as to be mechayev women. That's not so poshit. So you would say that a woman would be potter from repeating the benching, maybe even on the first night of sukkahs. But every other night, Rabbi Kiva Eger says she's potter from eating a bread meal, and therefore she doesn't have to repeat the benching if she forgot Yala V'yavo. Just one nekuda, many achronim can debate this point, or do debate this point, that Rabbi Kiva Eger is raising, that since you're chayev to eat matzah, and in the sukkah, memela, you're chayev to repeat the benching, because what's mechayev you to eat the kezayis and bench is not the yantif that necessitates the Yala V'yavo. In other words, the whole concept of repeating the bench because you forgot Yalav Yavo is because the Yontif required you to eat that bread meal. Here, the matzah is its own independent mitzvah. Sukkah is its own independent mitzvah, not necessarily linked to the Yontif. And therefore, one could argue that even on the Seder night, and even on the first night of Sukkot, she wouldn't necessarily have to repeat the benching just because she was chayav in the mitzvah of achilas matzah. It's something you could hear very clearly.